Good morning. Our scripture today comes from 1 Chronicles 4, verses 9 and 10. It's the famous two verses that we've come to know and love, the prayer of Jabez. So let me read it here. Jabez was honored more than his brothers, and his mother named him Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in pain." Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from hurt and harm." I think we all want to live victorious Christian lives, and yet we struggle with how do we do that? We're so human, we're so flawed at times. Well, I think we have a way showed to us in this prayer, and it is built on a truth that we see in the life of David and also in the New Testament. In the New Testament, in John chapter 15, verse 5, Jesus said, "I am the vine, and you are the branches. Apart from me, you can do nothing." What we have in this prayer of Jabez is something very interesting. The book of 1 Chronicles is mostly genealogy, and at least leading up to this part. And it's very fascinating that when we get to Jabez, it pauses and it honors him, and it tells us a little bit of background about him, unlike the other people named in the genealogy. We're told that his mother named him Jabez because of the pain that he represented to her in his birth. We don't know exactly if it was the pain from the pregnancy, from the birth, from some other emotional thing that happened to her at the same time as his birth. But she named him Jabez. And in that culture, what you were named was believed to be a guiding star of what you would become. And Jabez did not want to become pain. He didn't want to be a pain to everybody that knew him and met him, or for them to believe that about him. And so we're told that he's a man of prayer. It says that he called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from hurt and harm." He's wanting God to enlarge his border, to bless him and enlarge his border, that God's hand might be with him. You see, if he wouldn't have included that God's hand might be with him, you might think, well, this is a selfish prayer. But it's very biblical to pray for your needs. Jesus, in the Lord's Prayer, said, "Give us this day our daily bread." So you need your daily bread. I need my daily bread. But we're asking for sustenance so that we can make a difference for the kingdom of God, that God's hand would be with us, that God would bless us and help us to be an effective voice and effective force for the kingdom of God. And apart from God, we cannot do that. I believe that's what Jesus meant when he said, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." You could want to know about the kingdom of God and what God wants, but you need the Lord's help. You need his hand up in every situation. And that's why without prayer, without being a praying person, we cannot succeed. Jesus said, If you want to follow me, pick up your cross. We need to pick up our cross and follow him. But you're not going to be able to do that without God's help. And you need to ask God for his help, just like Jabez is asking God for help. I love to read the prayers of David in the Psalms, and there's an amazing prayer in Psalm 171. I want to read just the first few verses of Psalm 141. I call upon you, O Lord, come quickly to me. Give ear to my voice when I call to you. Let my prayer be counted as incense before you, and the lifting up of my hands as an evening sacrifice. Set a guard over my mouth, O Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not turn my heart to any evil, to busy myself with wicked deeds in company with those who work iniquity. Do not let me eat of their delicacies. And it goes on into this continued beautiful prayer, asking God to help him be a right choice, right choice person. Because without God's help, we cannot make right choices. We don't have the strength. But with God's help, we will have the strength. As a Christian, when I pray, Lord, help, enlarge my territory, enlarge my border, I'm asking God to help me live in his love with the agape love that Paul talks about in 1 Corinthians 13. I know we talk a lot about love, but in Jude, verse 21, Jude is just one chapter long, so it's just verses. Jude, verse 21 says, keep yourselves in the love of God and look forward in the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. That leads to eternal life. This last week, did you keep yourself in the love of God? Can you think of times where you did not keep yourself in the love of God? Can you think of times where you did not look forward in the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ? I can see those times in my life, and I think we all can see those times. When we take communion today, let's ask the Lord to cleanse us from all sin. We can ask now. But I think it's important when we take communion to ask again, because communion is all about knowing and remembering that in Christ we always have a fresh start. And God wants to answer the prayer of Jabez for each one of us. He wants us to have the help that he gave Jabez that's now available to us through Christ, to pick up our cross and follow him, to be a force for his kingdom. I want to study more about prayer, but let me just say this. One insight that I got in studying this is that I need God to help me see what God wants so I can pray for it. Somehow Jabez, he understood what God wanted for his life. And he did a big leapfrog over his culture that said that his name would limit him and limit his life. And the way he did the leapfrog is he went right to God and asked for help. God bless you.